And so, continuing with Jeremy Bentham, in a map of the law executed upon such a plan, there are no terre incognite, no blank spaces. Nothing is at least omitted, no thing unprovided for. The vast and hitherto shapeless expanse of jurisprudence, i.e., every possible human action, has been seen, observed, and tracked, defined, and its limits set within the law. And trust, they are very much on this right now, very much wanting to get us on lockdown because of the concern about these tools we have. As we discussed in that show about getting the social science, you know, the Minerva Project, getting the social scientists to figure out a way to claim legitimacy for criminalizing the kind of thing I do. So they wouldn't need to, you know, pay all these folk under the table and or through some intermediary, multiply disguised intermediaries. They wouldn't have to go to that kind of trouble anymore. And they are definitely going to quite a bit of trouble. So the point is to incorporate, for them, is to incorporate exactly what Bentham is saying. All possible human exit routes are closed in terms of our ability to challenge this. He calls this jurisprudence. So continuing, the vast and hitherto shapeless expanse of jurisprudence is collected and condensed into a compact sphere, which the eye at a moment's warning can traverse in all imaginable directions. He liked that a lot, the panopticon. You can, your eye can traverse in all imaginable directions at a glance. Continuing, such are the fruits of a method planned under the auspices of the principle of utility, in which the laws are arranged according to the ends they have in view, unquote, from the limits of jurisprudence defined. Now, my comment on this, what are the implications of the theory of why we obey for our strategic planning, i.e., how would we incorporate what Alice helps us see? Discussions of her insights, certainly. But what she tells us essentially is that to end this system, we have to end the habit of obedience, to do which requires breaking the cycle of contempt, as Alice terms it in Prisoners of Childhood, contempt for each other and ourselves, which is implicit in our putting ourselves on the market. We have to figure this out. Included in which, as a basis, we have to love our children and give them permission to pull the world within their circle of empathic connectedness, to learn an open tribalism and an heroic concern for furthering the soul expansiveness of all humanity. Let's think more about the steps involved in doing this. What are our requirements? What do we require to be successful? I mean, we have the technology. There's no need to wait for some hypothetical future. We are in that time when we can reclaim our lives.